This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good morning, good morning. This is Saturday Magazine. I am Fiona Brooke, and this morning I'm welcoming my co-host, the editor of The Conversation and SatMag regular, Misha Ketchell. Saturday Magazine on independent Joy Media is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change. Well, welcome. We are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this extremely, it will be an extremely hot Saturday. We are streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app, and we will be podcasting these shows. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. We have had more than 1,300 shows since 1996 and many, many, many downloads. They just keep going up. We are proudly bringing you this 9th of March edition of Saturday Magazine. I'm Fiona, as you know, executive producer of SatMag. Paul is on panel. My co-host is Misha Ketchell. James is on program support on the front desk, and our fantastic podcaster, James, will be working hard after the show. Misha, welcome to the show and good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, I got the intro done pretty well. We got that, ticked that off right. Thanks, listeners. Macca is away. Nevena is also away. So you and I are holding the fort, Misha. Exciting times.
In hot and windy Melbourne.
In hot and windy Melbourne.
And I've got to say, my mind, you know, I mean, what a news bulletin. In the middle of a news bulletin, you get myth busting about a myth about spiders crawling into your mouth while you're sleeping.
You can only hear these sorts of things here at Joy. Thank you, Paul, for coming up with that marvellous little piece of spider trivia.
And I'm glad to know that they're not going to be crawling into my mouth.
I know, but when you hear about all the little bugs that actually live on your skin every day, that's also a bit creepy. Did anyone know about the bugs that live on your skin, the little microbes?
No.
Okay, well, let's just leave that aside and talk about we've got so much to talk about. Maybe what I should do is do a quick run over of who's on the show. Now, first of all, I have to say an enormous thank you for Misha to join me today. We have a lot of really great topics, and Misha has got a lot of things that he will bring to the table. So, first of all, we will have Jackie Walter, who's the programming and promotional manager at Chill Out, which, of course, is underway as we speak. Then we will have our regular and local MP, Josh Burns, who will be talking about many topics, the super contribution on parental leave, Meta, ASEAN, and all other interesting topics. In the second hour, we will be speaking to May Aziz, a spokesperson for Everybody's Home, about why we as taxpayers are propping up the price of empty holiday homes, which is kind of an ongoing conversation, Misha, we've been having around affordability or lack of affordability in housing. And then Misha, myself, and the marvellous Peter Grester, who is the Professor of Media and Communications at Macquarie University and a very well-known journalist, we will really be digging deep and talking about the Facebook pulling out of the news media bargaining codes, which is very significant. It might sound a bit dry, but it's very meaningful for all of us. And then we will see what other topics arise.
Yes, maybe we'll talk a bit about Sam Kerr too.
Maybe we'll talk a bit about Sam Kerr. What a fascinating case.
It is fascinating.
It really is. I mean, in one way, I was thinking about it this morning, and we should almost be kind of grateful to Sam Kerr for bringing this up because, I mean, unwittingly, because it's allowed us to have so many interesting conversations about racism.
Yeah, I think it's been fascinating. It's been lovely the way in which Australians have gotten behind her as well.
I know. Yeah. We really do. We don't want to let that bubble burst just yet. But I think that, Misha, we were actually talking now on the subject of Chill Out and a few other things. We know that there's a lot of festivals on this weekend. We have chill out in Daylesford. We have Golden Plains in Meredith. We have the Port Fairy Music Festival. And we also have the Pitch Festival, which you heard some interesting news about this morning.
Yeah, I just on the way here, I was just hearing that the Pitch Festival, which I think is somewhere near Hills Gap, sort of out in that part of Victoria near the Grampians, and it's in quite a remote location. There's actually been a recommendation from the CFA that the people who are there evacuate, but currently there's no buses and there's no mobile phone coverage. So I think there's about something in the order of 15,000 people there, some of whom are trying to get out currently. And it all seems like a bit of a mess. They've cancelled some of the music programming, so there are all these people there waiting for music. There's no music. It's not possible in a lot of instances to contact them because there's no mobile phone coverage, and people are stuck there. So I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. My son, actually, I'm going to age myself here, is there currently. So
I'm a concerned parent in the studio.
Yes, although, you know, I'm sure he'll be relaxing and having a good time and just waiting it out, but we'll see. And by the way, if anybody wants to join our conversation, you can contact us. The text line is 0427 569 949, and if you want to email us, it's onair@joy.org.au. So if anybody's heard anything about those music festivals and what's happening today, and I imagine for some of the others too, I mean, the heat, 39 degrees is quite extreme, so what's going to happen is going to be
interesting. Yeah, I would imagine that some people will probably not be going. They will change their mind. Some friends of mine are on their way to Golden Plains and they were planning to leave at 6 a.m. so they could get some of the shade. I mean, Golden Plains is a generally leafy site, but I still think, I mean, many festivals, like the Rainbow Festival, of course, has been cancelled many years now, for a few years now, because of fire danger, because their festival was held Australia Day weekend in January. So it's a dangerous time, and it's also a very challenging time for music festivals, as we know. Like Grooving the Moo was cancelled because of lack of ticket sales. So it's
I was reading an article about that, saying that sort of the appetite for music festivals seems to be waning somewhat. I don't recall exactly what they were saying. I think part of the reason was just the sheer volume of events. Young people were less keen to go to them.
There was an issue. Yeah. Good morning, everyone. There was an issue on ticket sales.
Yeah.
We have had a message come through already, though. You talked earlier about whether you should or shouldn't be discussing Sam Kerr. The message has come through there.
And it says, definitely.
Please discuss Sam Kerr. And another message has just come through there. Misha, you can see on your screen.
I can see it. Okay. You've got to point me to exactly the right spot. Nice to see that Kylie Minogue sang with Madonna last night on tour. This will make many gay men happy.
There you go.
It was a long time coming too, from Mel. That's a great message. I actually heard that on the way in as well, and that's fantastic news.
Yeah, that is great.
We've almost got our first guest on the line, so I'm going to say we'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Stay with
us. Fantastic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.